It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to The Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. You aren't. And the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's over your telephone number of the attack. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing, and for many of you, it is the exact way to communicate. Well, that being said, communication is what it's all about, and the ability of you to kind of program things how you want. And what I mean by that is your various devices that you've just got for the whole holiday. Look, you got an iPhone, you got an Android, you got an iPhone 10, you got an iWatch, you got an iPoppy, whatever the circumstances are. You have your tablet, you have your laptop, you have, you know, everything that you can communicate on. Well, guess what? Download iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. They have the listen live capacity. You can get into the archives and see what was there. All in all, a pretty beautiful thing to tailor it to your listening needs. Because, hey, we know we only have you a little while each and every day. You know, unless you're one of the great unemployed masses, we don't have you for 3 hours a day or 6 hours a day or 8 hours a day or 10 hours a day as much as we would like to. We get you for the brief period of time when you're on your way to work or getting the kids off to school or walking the dog, heading to the gym, whatever you do. And by the way, if you're walking the dog up here in New York today, let it go in the house because I got a news for you. It's close to zero, and the heat's been kicking on in this house, fighting the battle all day long. But with that being said, it's all at your fingertips. You sit down at the clunky old PC, it's right there for you too. You go to Sports Byline USA, click on the Listen Live button, and we are right there. Plus, you get to see all the various different interviews that have been done by the various different hosts over the last period of time, and you can dig deep into the archives as well and pull out anything you want. Well, not that, but pretty much anything that you want. Most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. Here we are, spilling it to 2018. Things don't change. You know, danger in the world. We are the target of a bunch of it because of who we are as a nation. These guys and girls protect us each and every day. So if you see them in a uni, particularly this time of year, thank them. Be on your way. We're going to be on our way to a commercial right now. When we come back, we're on our way to some sports.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black. Senator Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And it is the toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Little earthquake out there a couple days ago. Messed up everything, phone lines, all that kind of good stuff. But from as far as I know, everything is back in full-fledged operation, and therefore you can reach out and get me. Or, you know, well, there's a number of people who would like to reach out and get me. But, you know, that being said, not much I can do about that. But it's the way it is. At Bob Black 71, if Twitter is more your thing, and for many of you, we know it is. You know, again, we got all kinds of fun stuff going on here. And just as an FYI, I'm gonna be here New Year's Day because of the bowl games. I'm going to try to make that a little bit more of a tradition, getting fired up for the bowl games and giving you a little preview like nobody else can in the business. So just, you know, programming note as you're setting your day off to your hangover, and it's a beautiful thing. you know, it's lots of bowl games to talk about, lots of NFL to talk about as we move forward here. And it was some good games yesterday, I got to tell you. And some interesting things. I mean, there's always ignorant statements in sports, and certainly James Harden is not the sharpest tool in the shed. However, well, should I throw that out there now? Nah, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait because it's a pretty dumb statement, to be completely honest. You know, what are you going to do? Let's go to the bowl games. And some good matchups last night. I was kind of impressed with my Oklahoma State Cowboys. And they got it done. They tried to give it away, but they got it done against John Stude Fuente and company. And, you know, hey, what the hell do I know? Evidently not much. Like I said, good stuff yesterday all the way around. Let's start with the Alamo Bowl. That was a really good one. Stanford against TCU, 39-37. What a way for all of these players to go out. Kenny Hill, just huge. And God, I'm tired of freaking Star Wars stuff. They keep pop-ups all over the place. It's insane. KJ Costello played well. Kenny Hill, 27 of 40 for 314 yards. A trick play with Desmond White for a touchdown that ended up being a difference in the game. And Bryce Love running for 145 yards on 26 carries, below his usual average of 8. He only averaged 5.6, so he obviously should drop to the fourth round. Jalen Reagor, massive game. The diminutive wide receiver from TCU, who's a freshman, by the way, was just a beast yesterday. 5 receptions for 169 yards, including a 93-yarder. just outstanding stuff. It again, the Alamo Bowl, for whatever reason, and I don't know why, always ends up being a very good bowl. And, you know, it's a tier two. But just a back and forth game. Stanford had it going, 16 fourth quarter points for TCU. And again, essentially a home game for them, being played in San Antonio, but it's amazing. They've been there a couple times. They were down 31-0 in 2015 and ended up winning. They were down 21-3 in this game and ended up winning. And, you know, about 3 minutes left, 33-yard field goal, boink, done. Gary Patterson was hilarious. His bottom line is we need to start faster. Hill's 93-yarder was a thing of beauty. And Hill was everything yesterday. I mean, he really did. He was, you know, they did the end around to the receiver where Kenny Hill went out for the pass. You know, it's old school football. I mean, literally sandlot football right there. And caught the 27-yard pass. And that was literally the first play, the first drive of the second half for TCU. And it really got things turned around for them. They really, all of a sudden, that was an electric jolt into the crowd. And Hill, who, you know, bounced around. I mean, you know, he played behind a number of really good quarterbacks and never considered himself to get really a fair shake. Did a hell of a job, represented very well for TCU. And when you think of where they started at the beginning of the year, they were considered a middle-of-the-pack team in the Big 12. They had a nice finish to the season. And, you know, for Stanford, we'll see how it works out going forward. You know, they played well all year. Won the North. You know, got to the championship game in the pack. Didn't work out. You don't replace Bryce Love easily. And I think one of the keys to this football game was, and, you know, people forget, look, you're in the 12. There's not a hell of a lot of defense played in the 12. But Gary Patterson coaches defense. You know, Lincoln Riley has the horses because of the fact it's Oklahoma and Stoops before him. Texas, we've documented their struggles on and off. There's no better coach in college football than Gary Patterson. He's very happy at TCU, major conference. He gets it done. And, you know, 11-3 overall this year on a team that was supposed to flirt with 500. Each and every year he does it. More important for Patterson, I think, is that he's adjusted. And his teams were never low scoring, don't misunderstand me. But a lot of times their games were won on defense. Well, the conference doesn't play that way anymore. You know, you look at Texas, which is trying to play, and they're in the process of changing too, but up until recently was trying to play like Texas played 20 years ago. And you saw what happened. You know, the program spiraled downward. Patterson didn't let that happen. And there was enough defense yesterday, because aside from the 69-yarder, I mean, aside from, that's a great run. But you look at the yardage that Bryce Love got. Well, you know, that was strictly half of it on that one big run. You know, and he did a good job of doing the best you can to contain arguably the best running back in the country. You know, there's a number of other running backs that would give you an argument about that. But, yeah. Got it done when it mattered. They pretty much contained him. The one long run. It was an impressive run. But the one long run. 69 yards. And what was almost as important, because overall, Stanford rushed for 34 carries for 157 yards. Well, TCU had 26 for buck 47. So they got it around two. Again, a big-time event down there in San Antonio. The Alamo Bowl is truly one of the better bowls. It's competitive each and every year. And, yeah, you know, you start getting into the heavyweights as far as conference guys that get it done. So, fun. It's good stuff all the way around. And TCU, well-earned. Let's tap out right there. We'll be back with more bowl action right after the short timeout. I am Bob Black. You are not. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Hey, God, man, you date me. I mean, some of them stuff, that stuff is from when I was a kid. Come on, Robert. Man, you're aging me right in front of my own eyes. Nah, it was pretty good. Pretty good. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Like I said, a terrific bowl game with the Alamo Bowl. Not so much with the Holiday Bowl down in San Diego. To be completely precise, the San Diego County Credit Union Holiday Bowl. 42-17, Michigan State took care of its business. Fight for Washington State. Well, you got to have a quarterback in order to be able to fight. And the immortal Tyler Herlinski ended up playing. He was 39-50. He didn't have a bad game. 272, two touchdowns, one interception. But as in most big matchup events, a lot of empty stats for Washington State and Mike Leach's team. Lewerke was very ineffective. I mean, very effective, excuse me. 13-21, 213 yards, three touchdowns, incredibly efficient, which was what I meant to say. Also rushed 14 times for 73 yards. 227 on the ground, 213 in the air, 42 points for Michigan State. Luke Falk got hurt. He had some kind of a device on his wrist. And he was strictly on the sideline being cheerleader. And there wasn't really a hell of a lot he could do. You know, shame. You want these teams to be at full strength when these kind of things happen, but unfortunately, it's not always the case. And I have to be honest about it. I don't think the outcome would have been completely different. Maybe it would have been a little bit closer, but I don't know. Early in the week, he had a cast on his left wrist. He went through the warm-ups, but he came out in street clothes. Yeah, that's all you can do. And it's been a month. And, you know, look, it could he have played? I don't know. This is the time of year where people are heading to Combines and the Senior Bowl and the East-West Shrine Game, individual workouts, and they get evaluated on what they can and can't do. Now, this wrist bothered Falk throughout the season, and I don't want to say that he was held out for precautionary reasons, but, you know, Helinski, he's going to be playing next year. He had cups of coffee throughout this year and some of the blowouts, both ways. But he has had issues with it. And Leach, when he was talking about it afterwards, said, you know, Luke is doing exactly what we want Luke to do, and Luke has had a fine year career here and done a great deal for the program. You know, you're going to remain unclear on what the injury is. He's under no obligation. This is in the NFL. He doesn't get fined. You know. The problem, again, Washington State just, for the most part, doesn't show up in this. And I don't, you know, you have to take your lead off the coach. When they get into these kind of bowl games, it almost seems like Leach doesn't want to be there. Like, he doesn't want to be bothered with the, you know, glamour, for lack of a better word, and the glitz that goes on with the bowl games. He's an unkempt, you know, kind of tossed out of bed in the middle of the night kind of guy. And he just, all the stuff that goes along with it and the obligations, he's not down with. And quite frankly, being up in, you know, up in Pullman is not a bad place for him to be. Out in the middle of nowhere. And if you've ever been, it's a beautiful campus. It's a huge campus. But it's also, you know, a big piece of flat land out in eastern Washington that nobody goes to. You know, but if you want to play football and win a lot of games, it's not a bad place to go. You're just not going to be contending for a championship for the most part. So, you know, again, that one, not a beauty. And whether or not Falk or, well, he'll get drafted. Where he goes in the draft remains to be seen. He'll have an opportunity to show everybody what he has going forward. I'll tell you, and this bowl game was a fun one as well. I have my opinions about Mason Rudolph. They're a little shaded by the fact that, you know, it's my alma mater and the whole nine yards, but he keeps showing me in big situations that he's not afraid of the spotlight. And against a very good Virginia Tech team, and particularly a Virginia Tech defense, Oklahoma State beat Virginia Tech in the Orlando Camping Bowl 30-21. You know, the whole big thing was the longtime defensive coordinator is going to shut down that offense. And, you know, and they didn't get the kind of yardage that they usually get. They were only in the 400s instead of the 500s. But, you know, considering that Oklahoma State doesn't play defense for the most part, Mason Rudolph had one hell of a game yet again. He threw two touchdowns, 37 on the season, ties Brandon Weeden. He needed 175 yards to break his yardage record, did that in the third quarter. He has 52 school records. Doesn't mean he's going to be a great professional quarterback. But he managed to take care of Bud's defense pretty damn well. James Washington has the most receiving yards in history of the school. He's going to be a first-round guy. And Tech did themselves some good, too. I mean, Josh Jackson, he wasn't great, but he did a nice job leading that team, and he's a freshman. You know, don't forget, 20 touchdowns, 9 picks. When Fuente comes back next year and they add more to it, and let me tell you something, he closes in the living room. I can tell you this right now. Vatek is going to be a top 10 team next year. Oklahoma State, probably not. But Vatek is going to be a top 10 team next year. You look at what they have coming back. The fact they play in the Coastal, which will help them a lot. Well, you know, it'll basically be Mark Richt is what they're going to have to compete against. You know, they cross over. They play the teams in the Atlantic, too, and I don't know what their schedule is for next year. But this year, their losses were Miami and Georgia Tech. You know, in Clemson, where they got smoked. But they're going to be good for a while. And this quarterback, another year older, another year wiser, another year getting coached up, he's going to be good. And they're going to be a real good football team. You know, this is good stuff all the way around. As far as Oklahoma State, disappointing. They hope to be in the Final Four. The old Sports Illustrated curse strikes again. You know, potential national champion? Not so much. But Gundy has something to build on. And oh, by the way, for the first time in the history of the program, three straight 10-win seasons. Justice Hill will be back next year. He of the 1,500-yard season. They'll get him one last go-around. And they just have to figure out who their quarterbacks are going to be going forward. So, you know, we'll see. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. And, of course, we have big college football games coming up as well. And as we go forward today, you got Wake and A&M in the Bank of America Stadium Bowl, the Belk Bowl in Bank of America Stadium. Should be a pretty good game. Two teams pretty evenly matched. A&M has more talent. So on paper, I guess that's what you're looking at. Wake has gone from a football doormat to being a pretty good football team. Dave Clawson's done a nice job down there. You know, you learn how to win. You step it up a little bit. You go to the bowl. Next time you start contending. We're contending for a commercial right here. Let's tap out.
If your wiper blades are worn and streaking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and save $8 instantly on a pair of Trico Force wiper blades. Improve visibility and save money with Trico Force wiper blades. Plus, take advantage of O'Reilly Auto Parts' free wiper blade installation. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Pooldog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, Pooldog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including to APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. Give them a call at 866-843-3249 and sign up for a free catalog or go to Pooldog.com. That's Pooldog.com.
You are back with the attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Sonny Roberto doing the fade out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It is the toll-free telephone number of the attack. And, again, previews for tonight. which we'll have a little fun with, and Saturday as well. But Wake Forest going up against A&M. And like I said, you have to learn how to win. It's any sport. Doesn't matter what it is. It's very rare that you go from being a doormat to just winning everything. And doesn't matter. Football, basketball, baseball, name the sport. Dave Clawson hopes to take the next step. They got to a bowl game. Now they want to win the bowl game. The interim coach at A&M is Jeff Banks, who is the tight ends coach and special teams coordinator. And, you know, we'll find out whether or not he can get it together before, you know who takes over to run the A&M program. Allegedly a lot of talent. I mean, Jimbo Fisher is staying out of the way on this. He's going to be at the game, but he's letting the interim do the prep. And for a lot of these guys, they're auditioning for jobs. I mean, Jimbo's going to bring in a lot of his own players, a lot of his own staff from Florida State. But, some of these guys are going to be doing that, and some of these guys are going to be down in Mobile in the job market looking for jobs. So maybe, just maybe, Banks gets himself a job out of this. Well, and if he doesn't, well, so be it. Tis
life in the big city.
Yeah. Or at least tis life in the big college football world. 1-800-878-PLAY as we go forward. And, the game itself, talent-wise, it's probably A&M. That's been the big rumor. Hasn't paid off in victories, but that's the big thing, is that A&M has the best players in Texas. Why don't they win more? Well, we're going to find out. Maybe not necessarily under this coach, under Jeff Banks, but certainly under Jimbo. We're going to find out whether or not that's true or not, because he's going to go in. He's trying to steer A&M recruits over to, Florida State recruits over to A&M. And we'll find out. We'll find out. I'll pick Wake. I've got no dog in this hunt. We'll find out. 3:00, North Carolina State, Arizona State, in the Sun Bowl in beautiful El Paso, Texas. You can see into Mexico from the top of the stadium. It's actually a gorgeous place. It really is. North Carolina State, a nice year this year. Upperclassmen heavy group. They had some good wins this year. Caught Florida State at the right time and beat them. Beat Louisville when they were ranked 17th. Beat Pitt, who got better towards the end of the year. Beat BC up in Boston. And as you saw from the bowl game the other day, that was no easy task. Lost to Wake. But again, Wake's in a bowl, so, not bad. The game itself, it's pretty good stuff. Ryan Finley is probably going pro. And, again, there's so many quarterbacks in this draft. Where he ends up landing remains to be seen. That's part of the evaluation process, too. He's going to sit with his people and talk. Todd Graham's out the door for Arizona State, so that's a motivational factor. One way or the other. They're either going to play for him or they're going to lay down like dogs. Because the AD at Arizona State, Ray Anderson, hired his former client, Herm Edwards, to run the program. You know, Todd will land somewhere at some point. He's 7-5 this year. They wanted him to come in and be a contender in the pack, and didn't happen. You know. And what's ironic about this is, you know, Finley grew up in Arizona. They got him to go to North Carolina, and he's done a good job. Now he's a junior. I you know, again, with the eligibility requirements and all this kind of stuff, it doesn't pay for him to stay. Just doesn't. You know, 2-year starter, got time in his freshman year as well, and he performed well. The stats don't blow you away. 16 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, 3,200 yards, but they run a balanced program. And like I said, he had some good wins. When he played against better competition, he didn't come up short. So, and he looks the part. I'm figuring third round. Maybe fourth, but third definitely. And some team will bring him in and hope that they catch a little lightning in a bottle. And why not? You know, the article itself is a little misleading. You know, he had an impeccable season, is projected to be among the top quarterbacks. Evidently, they went to the thesaurus. But, you know, he didn't have an impeccable season. He was good. He was good. I figure Graham's group is going to lay down. I hate to be that harsh about it, but I have a feeling they're going to lay down. Talent-wise, pretty evenly matched, but yeah, you got a coach going out. It's a strange decision to let him coach the game, being you're blowing him out of there. I found that in itself a little odd. But they're letting him do it. Okay, you know, but with Herm coming in, I you know, a lot of these kids are just, you know, they don't know Herb Edwards from a hole in a wall. Now, granted, he's a terrific motivator, and I guess for the ones that are coming back, it'll be worth it. But we'll see. You know, we'll find out. Because, you know, it's not an easy place to recruit to, and Herm's no kid. So, see how it plays out. I like North Carolina in this game. North Carolina State, can't spell North Carolina. That's not right. Yeah, I'm not blown away by this particular game, but the Sun Bowl is usually a pretty good one. Kentucky 7-5 against Northwestern, and this one's in Nashville, Tennessee, the Music City Bowl. Great environment to go into. And, you know, Kentucky had a good year on the basis of Kentucky football. 7-5 don't suck. But Northwestern's on a serious roll right now. 21st in the country. Kentucky had 4 losses in their last 6 games. And they got smacked around by Georgia and Louisville. So they have something to get motivated about. How are you going to go out? Northwestern, which was down, they were actually sub 500 in the middle of the season, finished 9-3. Big time defense, and you know, they run the football. And Pat Fitzgerald can finally coach. I mean, he can definitely coach. Justin Jackson went over 1,000 4 straight years. Somebody's going to take a flyer on him in the pros. He's small. But we'll see. They get good quarterback play. And we'll find out. Kentucky played good defense all year. You know, except for the blowouts. Their defense was their strength. Offensively, though, they just can't keep up. And I think that's where Northwestern, and Fitzgerald is one of those coaches, he's not going to let his team come in flat. And what happened, you know, when they went up against Penn State and got smoked right after that game, they were off to the races. The Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl in Tucson, also a very beautiful place. New Mexico State, Utah State, home game from New Mexico State, 500 team, Utah State, 500 team. You know, do I want to say that it's a big-time situation with, you know, big-time implication? Yeah, no. I mean, New Mexico State gets to go to a bowl game for the first time since 1960, so you know they're going to be motivated. And, you know, the last time they played, which was in the Sun Bowl in El Paso, who'd they play? Utah State. And lost 20-13. Look, I mean, New Mexico State is motivated, but is Utah State better? I don't know. I mean, this was so emotional for New Mexico State that their AD broke down in tears when they got the invitation. So I'm going to go with the emotion here. Go Aggies. Go Aggies. I'm going to tune it in. You know, I don't know how much of it I'll watch, but you know, we'll check it out. I mean, honestly, just because of that. I mean, this takes us back completely to what we were talking about with Herman Moore early in the week. Now, if there is a single prospect on either one of these teams, and you know, look, there's people who will get a look. But there's a distinct possibility that, at least in the National Football League, none of these kids will ever play football again. Maybe in Canada. So, you know, if you don't think this is important, you ain't been paying attention. Let's tap out right there. Come back right after the short timeout. I'm Black, you're not. Don't go anywhere.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah, that'd be me. Welcome back to the Attack. I'm Bob Black. Senator Roberto out on the coast. And, you know, look, it's bowl season. It's fun season. It's Christmas season. It's all the other good stuff that goes along with it. And, you know, we got one last big one to preview, but we're going to save that for the other side as the Cotton Bowl will be played tonight. You know, look, it's when you've got really good games, and most of these bowl games are pretty good matchups, including tonight, USC, Ohio State. Both teams really disappointed in the big picture, but probably the last game for Sam Darnold. And, you know, JT Barrett has a lot to prove as well. Ohio State felt like they should have been in, and I don't see this as a game where they don't show. Although, this has happened with Urban teams before. When they've not gotten what they wanted, they sometimes come in and they don't do it. But the Cotton Bowl is a beautiful thing, the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic in Arlington in the Jerry Jones Pleasure Palace. It's well attended. Last time they went up against each other was back in 2009. Now, that was before Pete Carroll left. So there's some motivation here. There's some real motivation here. The trick is going to be, you know, convincing Darnold to stay, you know, if he wants to. But it sounds to me like he's coming out because he'd be happy and proud to play for the Cleveland Browns. Well, we'll find out. Let's tap out right there. When we come back, we're going to have a little more fun. We'll preview that game. And then get into all the various other things in the world of sports, including the NFL and the NBA.